जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे, हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama
పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా వృందావన చంద్ర శ్రీ శ్రీ జగన్నాథ్ బలదేవ సుభద్రా మహారాణి శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌరి కశి బాలాజీకి శ్రీలా ప్రభుపాదికి సమావేత భక్త బృందకి నిరంతరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి యథాయ గౌర ప్రేమానందే ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరందస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయా చక్షుః ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే పంచాకల్పరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే. నష్టప్రాయేష్వ భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికి. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. హరే కృష్ణ. వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫర్ ద శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 10th క్యాంటో డీమన్స్ ఇన్ బృందావన లీల. వి హావ్ డన్ పూతనా వద్ పూతనా మోక్షం. ఆఫ్టర్ దట్ వి హావ్ డన్ శకటాసుర భంజన్. ఐ హర్డ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద బ్యూటిఫుల్ కమెంటరీస్ ఆఫ్ ఆచార్యస్ వేర్ హి సేస్ దట్ when Shakatasur was a ghostly rakshasa occupying the shakat or the bullock cart, so he was pressing the bullock cart and coming down. So Krishna thought, oh, this fellow is trying to approach my lotus feet, but he is taking so much effort. Let me facilitate his taking shelter of my lotus feet. So Lord lifted his foot and then touched the bottom of the cart. Like that one of the acharyas says, don't worry, my dear Rakshasa, you in the name of taking shelter of my lotus feet, you want to kill me. Now I'll finish you, and I'll liberate you. So Krishna lifted his lotus feet. This way, we heard about Shakatasura in the previous class. So Shakatasura represents, one is the heavy load, we were saying, Namam Dushkritino, Mudha, like a donkey carries heavy burden. Similarly, there are people whom Prabhupada calls as hard-working asses without any real benefit in life, which means a materialistic lifestyle driven for accumulating material commodities and wealth without understanding the essence of human form of life, which is Krishna consciousness. So, such a burdensome life filled with self-created duties, we call. Now, we are all devotees of Krishna. Can we say that we only do those duties which are perfectly in line with Krishna consciousness and we are not wasting our time in anything? Can we say that? Yes, we are trying for that platform. At the same time, we also have experience that there are many asat cheshtas or useless engagements, not just useless engagements, very dangerous engagements, which can actually deviate us from Krishna consciousness, which are explained in the Nectar of Instruction, verses 1 and 2. So, our Acharya Rupa Goswami, he is helping us to know what are those self-created duties that as devotees, or we can say as neophyte devotees, we have created in our life. Is there anybody asking us to overeat the food? But sometimes we tend to overeat the food. Is somebody telling us to over-accumulate things? And similarly, is somebody telling us to do mundane prayas, karma prayas, jnana prayas, yoga prayas? So, as devotees, we also need to know what are the donkey-like activities which may actually ruin our bhakti or spiritual life. Besides knowing that the non-devotees are wasting their essence of human life, we have to know that non-devotees don't understand the value of the human form of life. Similarly, we have received Krishna consciousness. We also sometimes often tend to forget to be grateful for the valuable chanting of the holy name we have received, Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam that we have received. So, we also become driven by self-created duties. So, we can remember this term that Prabhupada writes, self-created duties. Like for example, receiving useless messages many times on WhatsApp and responding to them, which is not going to improve the quality of our life. Like that, there are many things we may be doing or getting distracted by smartphone during the chanting of the holy name. So, we all can also give up the burden of unnecessary material burden of materialistic life that we may be unable to give up due to our material attachments. That is also the Shakatasara. And another aspect of Shakatasara is laziness and lethargy, which is a very great enemy to our spiritual life in Tamoguna. In 3.30 Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes, Mayi sarvani karmani sanyasyadhyatma chetasa nirashir nirvamo bhutva yudhyasva vigata jvara. He is saying, vigata jvara means giving up laziness and giving up the proprietorship mentality, which is in Rajaguna. Krishna says, tells Arjuna that, Mayi sarvani karmani sanyasya. You do your fighting work and then you offer it as a fruit to me. He is saying, in that purport, Prabhupada writes, Krishna consciousness should be practiced almost like a military discipline. Prabhupada writes there. As if a military discipline. What is the meaning of that? That means, you know, rising early in the morning and chanting the holy name, performing arati and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deities. This routine should be performed without lethargy, without laziness. Because if one becomes lazy in the path of spiritual life and becomes slack in the regulative principles and the execution of devotional activities, then one can become diverted or distracted like the way Bharat Maharaj got distracted. You know, in the name of showing a material compassion or mundane compassion towards the deer, Bharat Maharaj is teaching us a very important lesson. Although he himself is a great soul, Lord uses such great devotees sometimes to teach the world that we should not become lethargic or lazy in executing our spiritual duties. So, Bharat Maharaj would not complete his chanting. No, he would not perform the ahuti in the Yajna Kund, you know, with attention. He would get inattention or distraction. He would be, he became a little playful with the deer. Now, we may also become playful with our children, with our relatives and friends during chanting, or with the hundreds of distracting elements during chanting. Sometimes they joke in South India, somebody is chanting Vishnu Sahasranam. He is saying, you know, Vishvam Vishnur Vashatkara Bhuta Bhavibhavat Prabhu. Hey, milkman has come, take it. Bhuta Krat Bhuta Prat Bhava Bhutatma Bhuta Bhavana. Hey, look at the electrician has come, please pay the bill. Some people, they chant mantra like this in between they talk. It's highly distracting. So, we shouldn't get distracted. We shouldn't become lazy to execute and complete our spiritual duties. So, there are many spiritual duties, you know, especially the Shravanam and Kirtanam, chanting and hearing and studying the scriptures and hearing and performing the morning programs. We should give up our lethargy, vigata jvara, Krishna is telling. Give up the laziness. So that laziness is represented by whom? Shakatasara. Again, lethargy, laziness. So the laziness is like a ghost, isn't it? Why the laziness is like a ghost? Sometimes the ghost of sleeping too much, you know, enters into somebody's head. Afternoon time, you may put on the fan very fast and lie in a soft bed. And 2-3 hours, one may sleep and get up with bloodshot eyes in the daytime. You know, who has ordered him to sleep in the daytime? But there are people who sleep 2-3 hours. Night also they sleep 8-10 hours. And one who sleeps too much actually is preparing himself for a polar bear's body. So, Chanakya says a very interesting verse. He says, Sukham chet tyajet vidyam, vidyam chet tyajet sukham. ఈస్ టెలింగ్. ఇఫ్ యూ హీ సేస్ దట్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు బి అ గుడ్ స్టూడెంట్ వెదర్ ఇన్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఆర్ ఇన్ స్కూల్ స్టడీస్ ఆల్సో, యూ హ్యావ్ టు గివ్ అప్ యువర్ కంఫర్ట్ లెవెల్, కోజీ జోన్, కంఫర్ట్ జోన్. యూ హ్యావ్ టు గివ్ అప్ కంఫర్ట్, హీ సేస్. ఆర్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఆర్ వెరీ మచ్ కీన్ ఆన్ ఎంజాయింగ్ కంఫర్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ లైక్ ప్లేయింగ్, స్లీపింగ్, జోకింగ్, యూనో, గాసిపింగ్, స్పెండింగ్ టైమ్, దెన్ హీ సేస్ దెన్ ఫర్గెట్ అబౌట్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్. హీ సేయింగ్ బోత్ కెనాట్ గో హ్యాండ్ ఇన్ హ్యాండ్. If you are a student of Krishna consciousness or a student of school or college, then you need to really have a discipline. We need the discipline, we need regulation, we need obedience, we need respect, we need to be alert in life, attentive. So in this way we learned many nice things from Shakatasura's Bhanjan, some takeaway points for us in our lives. Today we are entering a beautiful pastime, the next pastime of Trinavarta. So the same chapter, chapter number 7 up to 17 verses where the Shakatasura, now we will proceed further. The 18th verse onwards, the Trinavartas starts from there, 18th onwards.
ఏకదా రోహమారూఢం లాలయంతి సుతాం సతి గరిమాణం శిశోర్వోఢుం నాసే గిరి కూటవత్.
దిస్ ఇస్ 10.7.18. రీడ్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్.
వన్ డే అ ఇయర్ ఆఫ్టర్ కృష్ణాస్ అపియరెన్స్ మదర్ యశోదా వాస్ ప్యాటింగ్ హర్ సన్ ఆన్ హర్ ల్యాప్. But suddenly she felt the child to be heavier than a mountain peak and she could no longer bear his weight.
This one you showed it? This one? Yeah. So, yeah. So, here the word yekada, he said one time, because it is 1 year later actually, when Krishna delivered Putana, he was only 6 days old. And when he delivered Shakatasura, he was only 3 months old. You all know that Uthana ceremony was celebrated, isn't it? Now almost 1 year has passed. So, after 1 year, Ekada, Aroham Arudham, Krishna was sitting on the lap of his mother, Lalayanti, and she was patting him in 3 different ways. How, you know, she would lift the baby Krishna and she would throw him in the air and catch him. Again, she would throw him and Krishna would laugh. He would laugh and then she would catch him again. And also, she was also feeding him milk. And she was also kissing him. In this way, the mother and child, they were enjoying each other's association, Krishna and his mother, Yashoda. And as she was doing Lalayanti like this, at that time, immediately a thought came in Krishna's mind. Oh, this is such a joyful game. Mother throws me up in the air and she catches me. Why she would catch like that? She actually wanted to tell the child, my dear child, if you are in danger, I am always here, I would protect you. You know. So she was in a mood of protecting her child, as a mother, making sure he won't eat mud, making sure nothing will harm him. So she would do all this, taking a cow's tail and protecting Krishna's body in various parts of the body, isn't it? She would do all that. So, when a mother is catching a child and throwing up in the air and catching, a child would be laughing, isn't it? Imagine if a watchman or somebody takes a child and does like that, the child cannot enjoy it. Because both are done in a different moods. Yashoda is doing it out of great love, affection. And the child has no fear in the hands of mother or father where there is intense affection, isn't it? At that time, a thought came in Krishna's mind. Oh, she is giving me such fun, even with just 1 foot high or 2 feet high. If I can go sky high, from there I can see the whole of Braja. I can take aerial view of everything in Vrindavan. In one shot, I can see all Vrajavasis from the sky. And it will be a very nice joy ride. Even you all know, children sometimes enjoy going in a giant wheel, isn't it? The giant wheel, when it goes up, from there you can see the whole city. Huh? So children like to go out. And this, where did the children get this tendency? From Krishna only. Huh? Just like Krishna goes up in the sky and enjoys watching the whole Vrindavan, we also have a desire sometimes to go in a giant wheel and move around up and down. So at that time we thought, oh, there is one another demon going to come. And let that demon not hurt my mother, Yashoda. Because Yashoda is carrying me in her lap in the name of snatching me from her hand. If this Trinavarta whirlwind demon comes and snatches from Yashoda's hand, she will cry like anything. Because the mother will see that somebody has snatched my child away and taken sky high. So I don't want her to see this happen. And also I don't want to kill the demon right in front of her eyes. I will take him to another place and finish him. So in order for me to not involve Yashoda in this episode of Trinavarta Vada, I have to separate her from me at this moment for her good and for me to have the freedom to finish this demon. So Krishna thought, what could be done? He can't tell Yashoda, one demon is going to come, you please go to kitchen now and I will kill the demon. He can't say that. Because he wants to kill the demon without the killing the demon within the sight of Yashoda. So what did he do? What does Lord not know? He knows everything. In fact, Trinavarta was a demon who had the ability. You see, Putana came in her Rakshasi form and then she changed her form looking like a very beautiful maid, woman. And now when he came, our Shakatasura, he came like a ghost, like air. Now Trinavarta was a combination of the two. He appeared, he had a form also, but he can disappear that form and look like a whirlwind also. He had that ability. So when he came, Trinavarta, because the Trinavarta had the ability to use a siddhi. What is a siddhi? Laghima means become light. Anima means become smaller than an atom. And similarly, Mahima means, you know, become very heavy. So many of the yogis and all, you know, acquire such siddhis, such powers, by dint of their severe penances. But who is the person who awards them siddhis? And that is Yogeshwar. Who is Yogeshwar? Krishna, yeah. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Partho Dhanur Dharaha Tatra Shrir Vijayo Bhutir Dhruvani Tirma Tirmama. Where there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, where there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there is always morality, extraordinary power, opulence and victory, it is said. So this verse says Krishna is the Yogeshwar. So being Yogeshwar, he has ocean of yogic siddhis. And these fellows like Trinavarta, they have only a drop of those siddhis. And even with such a drop of siddhis, these fellows want to show off. These fellows want to override Krishna or defeat Krishna. How foolish it is. That is the nature of the atheists. The atheists want to put themselves in the front and Krishna behind. They don't want to give the credit to Krishna. They want to do something and take the credit themselves. This is one type of demoniac tendency. They want to remove the Krishna signature and put their own signature, claiming it to be theirs. So you will find Prabhupada once said, all the scientists are inventing so many nice inventions. That's wonderful. But they will not be able to do these inventions without taking the commodities from the Lord. Like this computer you take. This computer has solids. It has got, so many circuits and wires and everything. But for making this computer material, who created the computer material? Krishna created it. Is it not true? Similarly, this computer requires electricity. So who created electricity? You can see that electricity is a flow of electrons. And who created that? So, similarly, a smartphone works on the, principle of satellite communication. And for that, you need the waves. There are so many waves you can't see with your eyes, like AM waves, FM waves, electromagnetic waves, X-rays, alpha rays, beta rays, gamma rays. So, who created them? Scientists have discovered them. They have not created them. scientists have come to know that such things are existing. And what the scientists do? They take help of those existing waves through which they run a mobile or run a television. Imagine if Krishna did not create those waves, if there is no such waves available, then how will you run a TV? How will you run a mobile? Our mobile will be simply like what the children play with a pencil box. It will, our mobile will be as good as that only. So Lord has given such things in the nature, X-rays, alpha rays, beta rays. Otherwise, without the Lord giving them in the first place, we can't do such things. So we are actually taking His help, but not recognizing Him. That is Trinavarta. Actually, Trinavarta got some power, little power, which is insignificant in comparison to Krishna's power. But he is thinking he can kill Krishna, he can finish Krishna, and then he can put himself in the forefront. So, Trinavarta is now going to come. So, Krishna thought, let me separate myself from the mother so that she will not be disturbed. So, therefore, Krishna now increased his weight, Mahima, Shakti here. Yeah. So, in this way, in the 19th verse. So, here the 18th verse, third line, it says, Garimanam Shishor Vodhum. Suddenly she saw the child has become very heavy. Nasehe Girikutavat. Nasehe. She was not able to hold the child. She immediately picked up the child and kept him on the earth. Now you may ask, why did she keep the Krishna on the earth? She is saying, and it is mentioned there, Girikutavat. He was appearing like a mountain. So generally mountain is where? On your lap or in the earth? On the earth. Therefore she kept on the earth. Like that one Acharya has given a commentary. Interesting, no? Because he became like a heavy mountain. She thought that mountains are supposed to be on earth only. So she kept on earth. So Krishna sat now. And also Krishna sat silently. Because imagine if Krishna, as soon as she released him from the, from her lap, if Krishna starts running hither and thither, or out of the house, will she leave him and go? No. Krishna sat down as if, you know, very nicely, comfortably sitting, as if he is going to keep quiet. So, Yashoda thought, okay, now my child wants to sit down. When I sat him down, he is happy now. So, she also thought she can go and do her other household activities. But Krishna assumed the weight of an entire universe. Just like in his belly, there is universe, isn't it? So, she kept him down. Bhumau nidhayatam gopi vismita bhara pidita maha purushama adadyau jagatam asakarmasu vismita bhara pidita. She was very surprised. What is this? Jagatam asakarmasu. It appears this fellow, Jagatam means he appears like the whole universe. How he has become so heavy suddenly? Mahapurusha Madadyav. She immediately prayed to Lord Vishnu. Oh Lord Vishnu, you are the father of all creatures. You are the protector. You are the maintainer. You are the supplier of all the grains and fruits and everything. Here is my child. Some problem he is facing. He is showing excessive weight. Please kindly protect him. Like that she is praying to Lord Vishnu, considering Vishnu to be the source of everything. You see, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says 9.4, 9.5, He says, Maya tatamidam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina matstani sarva bhutani nachaham teshu avastitaha. He says that all the millions of universes actually rest in His lotus feet. They depend on Him for their survival. Material energy actually depends on Him. And even He comes into this universe, but He is not conditioned inside this universe. Just like the thieves are in a jail, they are conditioned to be in the jail and they are locked up there. Prime Minister may also come in the jail just to see the thieves and go. But He is not conditioned or arrested. He just comes for supervising. Then He will go back. Like that, Krishna wanted to show also that everything is in His belly, including the universe. 20th verse. Daityo namna trinavartaha kamsa vritya pranoditaha chakravata swarupena jaharasinam arbhakam. translation.
While the child was sitting on the ground, a demon named Trinavarta, who was a servant of Kamsa's, came there as a whirlwind at Kamsa's instigation and very easily carried the child away into the air.
Yeah, why his name came to be called as Trinavarta? When this whirlwind demon would come from the sky on the earth, she would practically dig the whole grasses. You have seen big, big grasses, no? She would dig the whole grasses and uproot them practically and then take them in the air and whirl them, in such a way that he would actually whirl the grass as well as the dust storm. Like that he would whirl. So therefore, Trinavarta, they said. Kamsa Bhritya, it is a dangerous fellow, because he is whose servant? Kamsa servant. And Pranoditaha, that means he has been induced by Kamsa to go. So that means naturally he is a demon. We can easily understand who is who by seeing their association and whom they are following. For example, you will find although Akrura was under Kamsa, he never was his follower. He was always follower of Krishna. Rarely you find devotees like Bhishma Pitama or Akrura like that. So they remained like a drop of water and a lotus leaf. They never touched the bad association. But most of the cases you will find the demons who associate with each other like Jarasandha, Shishupal, Kamsa. These are all like, asuras who are in company of each other and they delight in each other's company of being a non-devotee. So he was also with Kamsa. He was a servant of Kamsa. Chakravata Sarupena, in the form of a whirlwind. Jaharasi Namarbakam. Jahara means immediately captured and took Krishna away. Where Krishna was sitting. Now you may wonder, just now we said Krishna became extremely heavy. Then how could it carry Krishna? Krishna was like a mountain. And he was of the weight of universe. Then how could he carry him? As soon as Mother Yashoda went to kitchen, Krishna made his body as light as a feather. How? That is one of the siddhis. Anima Mahima Laghima. Laghima means Krishna made his body extremely light. Why he made his body light? So that Trinavarta can capture him and take him up. It should be easy for him, no? Because Krishna had no plans to kill Trinavarta just right there. Outside his house. Because if he kills him right now, all gopas, gopis may come running, it may create chaos. So therefore, already many gopis were around. So Krishna wanted him to be taken for a joy ride first. That was one part of his program. And the another part is to finish this demon, isn't it? So he immediately became light. See, for Mother Yashoda to separate her from him, to protect her, he became very heavy. Now to kill the demon, he becomes light. So Krishna's desires are amazing. He knows exactly when to do what. He's an expert in everything he does.
Gokulam sarvamar avrinvam mushnam chakshusim renubihi hirayam samaha ghora shabdhena pradisho dishah.
Covering the whole land of Gokula with particles of dust, that demon acting as a strong whirlwind covered everyone's vision and began vibrating everywhere with a greatly fearful sound.
Yeah. Shabdena, it said, he was making a sound. Like that he was making sound while making that whirl. And it is mentioned here, Pradisho Dishaha. That means in all the directions he entered. He came in like in north, east, west, south, from up, down, in all the directions the whirlwind was moving. All over, uprooting the grasses and the dust and everything. Gokulam sarvam avrinvan. Covering the whole of Gokula like that. Mushnan, chakshunsi. Chakshunsi renubihi. He says, he threw particles of sand dust on the eyes of the people. Why he did that? Because if he throws dust in the eyes of the people, then they can't see him taking away Krishna. Like one time, one of our senior devotees was telling me, in those days he used to carry a projector, this slide projector used to be there. He was carrying in a suitcase type of thing. So, he was
planning to go through Calcutta to Mayapur. So he was in Howrah station. So on the road, suddenly he saw there were some couple of 100 rupee notes, new notes. They were flying in the air. So he kept the projector down and immediately picked up those two notes. Hey, whose money is this? Such fresh notes. It's lying on the ground. So as soon as he picked up the two notes and turned around, projector was not there. And he was shocked. So what the thief intelligently did? He wanted to divert his attention, because in those days the projector was 4,000 rupees. And how much money he put? Just 200 rupees. 200 rupees he put on the ground so that this Prabhuji will get distracted and he can take it and run away. And Prabhuji took the note and then looked around. Oh, it's missing now. Then he looked ahead. He saw one man running with the projector. He ran behind him and shouted, "Thief, thief, thief, thief." And the thief left it and ran away after that. So then the police chased behind the thief. So now in the same manner here Trinavarta is coming. So how is he stealing Krishna? The first thing he is doing is throwing dust in the eyes of the Vrajavasis, so that they will not notice the mischief that he is doing. You understand, no? Like that he is doing. Gokulam sarvam avrinman mushnam chakshusim renubihi. The renu, the sand went into their eyes. Like that he is saying.
Muhurtam abhavat goshtam rajasa tamasavritam sutam jashoda na pashyat tasme nyastavati yataha.
See what he is saying here. Muhurtam abhavat goshtam. In a moment, all throughout the pasturing ground, all over, rajasa tamasa avritam, he created darkness also. And rajasa means the big particles of dust. So why he made it dark? So Vrajavasis cannot see what is happening there. And why he threw the dust particles? So that their eyes will be covered and everybody will be wiping the eyes. People blow in their eyes, no? Sometimes people take a cloth, they blow and then they keep it in the eyes to remove the dust, isn't it? Or people may put some water and remove the dust particles. So his goal was to divert the Vrajavasis so that nobody will come to save Krishna, and then he can take Krishna and run away, hijack Krishna, take away Krishna. See, the words are very important here. Rajasa tamasa avritam, it says. Which means, like a yogi with a clear heart can see Krishna, but if a yogi's heart is filled with rajas and tamas, can he see? He cannot see. So our heart has been sattvaguna. Sattvaguna means no whirlwind, clarity. Then you can see what is happening. But in rajas tamas, therefore in Bhagavatam it is said, tada rajas tamo bhava kama lobada yaschaye cheta etairana viddam stitam sattve prasidati. It is said, when rajas tamas is finished, rajaguna is characterized by distraction, tamaguna is characterized by laziness. When you become free from these things, then in sattva we become steady and regulated and disciplined in spiritual life. Then we can see Krishna. Otherwise Krishna is not visible. That is one meaning of this. And also, it is mentioned here that sutam yashoda napashyat. She could not see the child where she kept on the floor. She had taken the child from her lap off and kept there. In one moment the whirlwind came when she corrected her eyes from getting the dust inside. And then she looked there in the same place where Krishna was there. He was not there now. Missing. So we learn a very important lesson here. In our lives also, this kind of whirlwind compared to speculation. When speculation enters into Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will be gone. This whirlwind represents kind of speculation, where our mind sometimes does not hear from the acharyas and guru parampara, but we speculate, maybe this, maybe that kind of speculation. That takes away Krishna. And covering our eyes with dust means what? That means we are fooled by, our own petty frog-like intelligence, like a frog in the well, that type of kupamadduk intelligence. So that actually gets ahead. Therefore, sometimes intellectual devotees have difficulty developing firm faith in Krishna and his pastimes. So they think they know better, or they think they can figure out everything. Due to such a mentality of mental speculation, using their imperfect senses and an illusion and committing mistakes and cheating propensity. They expect to understand the Adokshaja Lord, or Lord who is beyond the range of ordinary mundane senses. They try to understand him, and if they can't understand, they speculate, maybe this, maybe that. And that speculation actually steals Krishna away, and they can't get Krishna because of that. So, here it is said in the next verse,
Na pashyat kashchanatmanam param chapi vimohitah srinavarta nisrishtabihi sharkarabher upadrutah.
Translation.
Because of the bits of sand thrown about by Trinavarta, people could not see themselves or anyone else, and thus they were illusioned and disturbed.
See, when the dust comes in the eyes, first thing that happened was they could not see themselves. And they could not see others also. So when the dust came. Similarly, when there is a, you will find sometimes when all the devotees come together as a community in any place, when preaching starts in the beginning, the preaching is very small. 5 people, 10 people come. And then eventually it becomes 20, 30, 40 people. And people are chanting 2 rounds, 4 rounds. They're very innocent. If a preacher is preaching very nicely, you know, people may come together and, you know, associate with each other, and they may actually delight in Krishna consciousness. They are very innocent. They are pure-hearted, very simple, and they have no complication. They all come to 16 rounds. Eventually the crowd increases, become 50, 100, sometimes even more. As the people start chanting 16 rounds and become more, then sometimes what happens? They start finding fault with each other in Kanishtha Adhikari stage. Because Kanishtha Adhikari generally tends to think, I am better and you are inferior. Others are inferior. Atmano bhakti darpataha. So, and that kind of proud mentality in a neophyte actually makes him, become cut off from others. Then he is cut off from somebody. Another neophyte fellow, he is cut off from others. Then they cannot actually gel with each other. They cannot actually work cooperatively with each other. And so they become blinded to see that I am not very great. And they become blinded to see the good qualities in others also. What is the greatness in others? So they are blinded by the dust of the false pride. And makes them think, I am very great. And they can't see the greatness of other people. My spiritual master once said, great souls see smallness in themselves and greatness in others. And small-minded souls see greatness in themselves and smallness in others. Like that he was telling. So, because of such a type of wrong vision, what happens in a community? Initially, the individual pride may eventually lead to quarrels and misunderstanding with each other, with one another it can happen. At the time, a kind of whirlwind situation comes, which actually takes away Krishna from the community. And people become dry in their spiritual life. They become devoid of Krishna. And when we become devoid of Krishna, we become depressed. Just like you have a beautiful gold ring, and the gold ring has a nice blue diamond studded in the top. It looks very beautiful, isn't it? But if you remove that blue diamond from the top, then the gold ring will be there, but it will have a depression because you removed the studded diamond. Similarly, Prabhupada says the jiva is like gold and the blue diamond is like Krishna. So when Krishna and jiva are together, they are very beautiful, isn't it? But if you, in our heart we are holding Krishna, when Krishna goes away, there's a depression in our heart. So when depression comes in our heart, what happens? You know, we become very hopeless and pained, unhappy. And then our spiritual life has no more juice because of that, because Krishna has gone away. So, now how can happiness come again in our lives? So, Krishna has to be brought back. So, when Krishna is brought back into our heart, then we can actually see Krishna then we can see ourselves as insignificant and we can see the good qualities in others around us. So, and then with Krishna and with other devotees, all devotees cooperatively serving Krishna in a humble mood, not considering oneself great and appreciating the good qualities in others, then Krishna can be served well and then one can be led to true happiness, isn't it? So, in this way, the dealing of now in the case of Vrajabasis, they are all ragatmika devotees, purest of the devotees, and they have no misunderstanding amongst themselves. But this dust which is said, mentioned here, na paschat kaschad atmanam param cha api vimohitaha, param cha api vimohitaha, which means inability to see oneself and inability to see others, trinavartaha, trinavarta nisrishtabhi, because of the whirlwind thrown by trinavarta, sharkarabhi, by the sand particles, upadrutaha, they were all disturbed, it is mentioned. So, from this, for ourselves as conditioned souls, we can take a very valuable lesson from this. Because you will see the gopis always had great love for Krishna and they had great love for each other also. Actually, out of affection, the gopis will chastise Yashoda. Hey, Yashoda Maya, why did you leave your darling out here? Are you not aware? There are so many dangers which have come in our Lala's life. Therefore, later on in one verse, it says many, many demons came, but all are not mentioned in Bhagavatam. It is said. Actually, Sukadeva Goswami thought that I have only 7 days time to tell Parikshit Katha, you know, after that Parikshit has to go back to Godhead. So therefore he, after saying about a few demons, he says there are many more who came and I am not describing. There is one verse which says that. So, Yashoda's friends were actually showing an anger at Yashoda, but their anger is out of affection for Krishna, out of intense love for Krishna. They were asking Yashoda, why did you leave your child, Yashoda, like this? So, when Krishna disappeared from the sight of the gopis, they were feeling pain in their eyes and they could not see themselves properly because eyes are, you don't know where are you and you know where is the road, how to walk, you can't see yourself nor can you see the other people also and at the time Krishna was taken away. So, they were feeling miserable because of their eyes causing pain due to dust and also they were asking one another, hey, why did you leave Krishna here, why did you leave alone? You could have kept him with you. They were asking each other and then Krishna flew up and you will come back eventually. From this we can take a lesson. Generally in our life, we if something goes wrong, we ask others, why did you do this? Is it not true? And we move, go around saying, hey, he did it, who kept it? Like that kind of thing. But even though Krishna was taken far away, the gopis' sweet relationship did not become hampered. You know, they rectified the situation of their eyes and immediately what happened subsequently you will see. Actually, they all will be pacifying Yashoda, you will see that.
Iti kara pavana chakra pamshu varshe suta padavim abala vilakshyamata atikarunam manusmaranti ashochad bhuvipatita mridavatsaka yata gauhu. See, bhuvipatita, Yashoda Maya fell on the ground, not able to see Krishna. Mritavatsaka, if a child calf has died, how will the mother cow tolerate it? Mother cow will move like anything, cry very loudly. And she cried like that, crying. Yata gauhu, he says, like a cow. Yeah. Atikarunam anusmaranti ashochat. Because she was anusmaranti, constantly remembering her darling Krishna. Atikaruna, it looked very, very pitiable. The position of Yashoda, the way she was weeping, falling on the ground, becoming unconscious. Yeah. Itikara pavana chakra pamshu varshe. Because of the continuous shower of the dust particles in that place, and the whirlwind. Asuta padavim. In the place where the sun was there, abala avilakshyamata. Avilakshya means she could not see the child there. Here only kept Krishna, but where did Krishna go?
Here she is feeling a great pain of separation. You see, the beauty of the pastimes of the Lord are, Lord will create that separation, which is like creating a hunger. Like in the whole, you might have seen that whenever there are some like big hotels, sometimes they give appetizer first. You know that? Huh? Appetizer means like a kind of juice kind of thing. You drink that and then immediately you will get hunger in the belly. And then you start the big meal after that. Similarly, Krishna creates the appetizer of feeling of separation. Because after that separation, when Krishna comes in the midst of all the elderly gopis, the kind of affection they feel is multiplied million times more. Because, you know, imagine, for example, somebody made 5 crore rupees in lottery he got, and everything is in note form. Of course, nobody is going to give 5 crore in a currency form. But let us assume that you had it in a suitcase. And then you came in a train. And then you left that suitcase in the train itself. You left it below your feet in a suitcase. And then you got down. But how much rupees? 5 crore. How will you cry? Correct, no? Alas, alas. And then you actually leave and go to your home, and then you realize by the time you come back to the station, the train is gone already. Now you want to catch up with the train. You may book a car or something and try to catch it up in the next station, and then you did catch it. Then the train is standing there. It may be moving in 5 minutes. So what is the first thing you will do? Run to the bogie there. Is it not true? Particular bogie. Everybody will be seeing you. You will push aside all the people. Run, 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 run. And then once you reach the bogie, you go and see that the suitcase is in the same place. It's a locked suitcase and nobody has touched it. How happy you will feel. Correct, no? So when you lose a suitcase of big money and then you get it back, how happy you feel. In the same manner, sometimes Krishna separates himself from the devotees to increase their appetite for, wanting him, loving him, serving him. And the pastimes become very sweeter. Like after a dark night, the morning the sun comes in the sky. The sun is very welcome, very pleasant feeling. Similarly, after a heat of the summer, very Grishma Ritu, then when there is a rain shower in the rainy season, all the peacocks dance very beautifully. Oh, now the clouds have come. We will have a rain shower. When we would be small kids, you know, when there would be rain shower, we would be dancing outside, you know, because you would like to be wetted by the water, isn't it? And parents would shout, hey, come inside, you will catch cold. And we'll say, oh, we are coming, we'll never go inside. We'll just keep playing in the water only, because you it's fun for you, isn't it? So, because you have been passing through a very hot summer, in the same manner, after this pain of separation, very soon Krishna will come. He will not leave the devotees in such a pain for all time to come. Like the gopis also were dancing with Krishna in Rasa dance. Krishna disappeared and then he came back again. Similarly here, he is disappearing from Yashoda. He will come back again. Because Krishna cannot be separated from his devotees anytime.
Ruditamanu nishamyatatra gopyo vrishamanu tapta dhiyo shrapurna mukyaha rurudur anupalabhya nandasunum pavana uparata pamshu varshavege. Read the translation.
When the force of the dust storm and the wind subsided, Yashoda's friends and the other gopis approached Mother Yashoda, hearing her pitiful crying. Not seeing Krishna present, they too felt very much aggrieved and joined Mother Yashoda in crying, their eyes full with tears.
Yeah, correct. Now, actually they came to pacify Yashoda, but when they saw Yashoda crying, they also started crying. It's very contagious. Love for Krishna is very, very contagious. You see, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri also would cry loudly and say, Govinda, why did you wake me up? I was in Vrindavan. In the top of Govardhan, there was Krishna playing on his flute, surrounded by cows and calves and covered boys. Below the Govardhan, the gopis were plucking flowers, and I was also plucking to make a garland for Krishna. Now you brought me here. Why did you, take me away from Krishna? And he would loudly cry. When he would cry, all the other devotees would cry also, because they would get influenced by his love for Krishna. Similarly here, Yashoda is a supreme lover of Krishna in the role of a mother, Vatsalya. The original motherhood starts from Yashoda. Here we find when she cries for Krishna, read the purport, there's a small purport there.
This attachment of the gopis to Krishna is wonderful and transcendental.
This is not like a, you know, the worldly relationship. In the worldly relationship, sometimes things become motivated. In the worldly relationship, people sometimes, of course, the mother and child relationship is the most purest, Prabhupada says that. But sometimes the mother thinks, you know, oh, my son will grow up, he will, you know, he will go abroad, he will make a lot of money, he will make a big house, he will keep us very nice. These kind of ideas, they have more sneha moha, it is said. She has a sneha attachment, but she also has a moha. Many illusory expectations from the child. But Yashoda's relation with Krishna is completely pure and there is no expectations whatsoever. Yeah, read further.
The center of all the activities of the gopis was Krishna. When Krishna was there, they were happy. And when Krishna was not there, they were unhappy. Thus, when Mother Yashoda was lamenting Krishna's absence, the other ladies also began to cry.
Everybody, they also started crying. Trinavartah shantarayo vatyarupa dharohara krishnam nabhogato gantum nashakrod bhuri bharabrit.
Having assumed the form of a forceful whirlwind, the demon Trinavarta took Krishna very high in the sky. But when Krishna becomes heavier than the demon had to stop his force and could go no further.
So, Krishna actually, Trinavarta had taken him in his shoulder, in his neck. So, Krishna looked like the pendant in a necklace in the neck of Trinavarta. Like in a necklace, the pendant is the most beautiful center portion, isn't it? So, Krishna was like that, shining like Neelamani in the neck of Trinavarta. There's a beautiful purport. Read the purport.
Here is a competition in yogic power between Krishna and Trinavasur. By practicing mystic yoga, asuras generally attain some perfection in the eight siddhis or perfection, namely anima, laghima,
That I told you, isn't it? But although a demon may acquire
such powers to a very limited extent, he cannot compete with the mystic power of Krishna.
Yatra yogeshwaro hari, I told you that, correct, no? And then, having acquired such a fragmental portion of Krishna's power, asuras, they also demonstrate. Read that, demonstrate.
Asuras demonstrate their power to the foolish public and assert themselves to be God, not knowing that God is the Supreme Yogeshwar. Here also we see that Trinavarta assumed the Mahima Siddhi and took Krishna away as if Krishna were an ordinary child. But Krishna also became a mystic, Mahima Siddhi. When Mother Yashoda was carrying him, he became so heavy that his mother, who was usually accustomed to carrying him, could not bear him and had to place him down on the ground. Thus, Trinavarta had been able to take Krishna away in the presence of Mother Yashoda. But when Krishna, high in the sky, assumed the Mahima Siddhi, the demon, unable to go further, was obliged to stop his force and come down according to Krishna.
He is saying Mahima, Laghima, Mahima again. Correct, no? For Mother Yashoda, he exhibited Mahima so that she can keep him down. Again, he exhibited Laghima. Why? So Trinavarta can easily zoom, like that he can take him. Again, Krishna exhibited Mahima again. Why? To bring, because when he was flying up, that time Krishna was thinking, oh, all gopis and Yashoda, everybody will be weeping now. They'll be worried, where am I gone? And I am enjoying a very good joy, right? Watching the beauty of all the, you know, whole of Vrindavan. But I don't want to put them in separation for a long time. I don't want them to become broken to tears, you see. So I should go back immediately. Krishna thought like that. And this way it goes on. And then he's talking about jnanis, yogis and all artificially try to compete with Krishna. But devotee never competes with Krishna. A devotee also has mystic powers. How? A devotee does many, many things. Like Prabhupada, the miracle he did, Krishna empowered him. So devotees actually, even if they get powers, they will never claim their powers to be their own. That's the point Prabhupada is making there. Like the jnani, yogis and all. They will always give the credit to the Lord and service to the Lord. That is devotee. Tamashmanam manyamana atmano guru mattaya gale grihita utsrashtum nashakno dadbutar bhakam.
Because of Krishna's weight, Trinavata considered him to be like a great mountain or hunk of iron. But because Krishna had caught the demon's neck, the demon was unable to throw him off. He therefore thought of the child as wonderful, since he could neither bear the child nor cast aside the burden.
Yeah. See, ordinary children also cling to the neck. It's not a new thing. But this child was very special. Why? Because, you know, he's saying Trinavarta considered to be like a great mountain or a hunk of iron. Why? Two reasons. One is, if a child is holding on to your neck very strongly, you can snatch the child and keep him down. But here, Trinavarta could not do that. Correct, no? That was one reason. Another reason, a child, if it is clinging to your neck, it will not be so heavy, like Krishna. That is another reason why Trinavarta considered Krishna's activity to be Adbhutam. One Adbhutam is weight increment. Another Adbhutam is, no child will be so strong, you cannot remove him from your neck, because you are more mighty than the child. But here he could not remove him from the neck. And Krishna was holding the neck in such a way, here especially in the cunt, you know, Krishna was tightly holding it. And why? Because Krishna already thought that, you know, when Putana came, you know, I sucked her life air. At that time, she made a big sound. Ah! Like that she sounded. Chodre, 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 leave me, like that she was shouting. Sa, muncha, muncha, alamiti prabhashini. Like that she was shouting. At that time, all the Vajavasis, their fear and anxiety was increased, too much. And they all were cried and they came running. So, Krishna thought that now I am going to kill this fellow, but I will not allow him to disturb my devotees. Without creating any disturbance, I will finish this fellow. So he caught hold of the throat very tightly. That's what Acharya have said. Very nice. Now I understood the reason why Krishna caught hold of his throat especially. He can't make any sound also. And another interesting thing, Krishna, what he did, he brought him to the exact spot where Krishna was sitting. Correct, no? If Krishna was sitting here, Trinavarta came down here, there was a big slab of stone. He brought him, crashing him on that stone, so that Yashoda and all the gopis will not have to run far away to search after him or, you know, take more anxiety, because when they have to go from here to there, they will get more tense, no? So Krishna wanted them to not take any tension. Where, from whichever place he lifted, because Yashoda said, no, this is the place I kept my darling and I am not finding him here. So Krishna said, my dear mother, you kept me here, I am again back here, in the same place. He wanted to show that. So, that is why he is Adbhuta Arvakam. He is very divine child, very special child, you see. Galagrahana nischeshto daityo nirgata lochanaha avyaktaravo nyapatat sahabalo vyasur vraje. Yeah.
With Krishna grasping him by the throat, Trinavata choked, unable to make even a sound or even to move his hands and legs, his eyes popping out, the demon lost his life and fell along with the little boy down to the ground of Raja.
That means he didn't even reach the ground yet. So where did he leave his life? Yeah. Up in the air only. His eyes popped out because Krishna finished him on the way only. By capturing his neck very strongly. Like that, yeah, he says. Tamantarikshat patitam shilayam vishirna sarva vayavam karalam puram yatharu drasharena vidham striyoru datyu dadrishu sametaha.
While the gopis who had gathered were crying for Krishna, the demon fell from the sky onto a big slab of stone.
Patitam shilayam. He fell in a big slab of stone, yeah.
His limbs dislocated as if he had been pierced by the arrow of Lord Shiva like Tripurasur.
Yeah, yes. And puram yata rudra sharena vidham. Yeah, like, you know, Tripurasur was a very dangerous asura. Why? This Tripurasur, he made three platforms in the sky. And kept all his demon soldiers there. And not only that, they would be visible, invisible like that. Sometimes visible, sometimes invisible. They had such mystic power. And not only that, when Shiva, sitting in a chariot, taking his bow and arrow to help the demigods, he would send an arrow, you know, if a demon would die, Tripurasura would dip him in a payasam, in a sweet rice pond, which was actually a kind of mrita sanjeevani, a kind of thing. And immediately the asura will be back to life again. come back. Again, he will send him to another three planes. And in this way, Asura's number never reduced. And the demigod being killed. You are really got frustrated seeing this. Every fellow, every Asura I am killing, these fellows are coming back again. What to do? So he put his bow and arrow down and Shiva thought, now I can't fight anymore. It's useless. At the time, Lord Vishnu felt pity. He said, I should assist in this Leela. So suddenly in that battlefield, one beautiful cow and a calf, nodding their head very, very beautifully, they both arrived there. And they started drinking the sweet rice pond. And all the Asuras were watching, including his Danava also, Maya Danava also. He was also watching, the leader of the demons. Everybody was watching. Now the cow and calf finished everything, not even a drop was left. And then they immediately went away from there. Have you ever seen a cow and calf coming in a battlefield? Such a tender creature, innocent cow. But who was the cow and calf? It was Vishnu and Brahma. Brahma came as a calf. Vishnu came as a cow. And they finished. Now Tripurasura could not save demons because there was no more sweet rice. And therefore the demons who died actually died. And then Tripurasura said, oh, I think destiny is against me. And now I can't save these fellows. And then Shiva took his bow and arrow very joyfully, enthusiastically, with a spirited way. Zoom, 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 he killed. So Shiva came to be called Tripurari, one of the names of Shiva. So just as Shiva did a daunting task, very difficult to do task, very easily, once sweet rice pond was finished, he killed all the Asuras very easily. Similarly, that's the example given here. He says here, read further. Yeah. Puram yatha rudra sharena vidyam. Yeah, purport.
In transcendental life, as soon as devotees of the Lord merge in lamentation, they immediately experience the Lord's transcendental activities and merge in transcendental bliss. Actually, such devotees are always in transcendental bliss, and such apparent calamities provide a further impetus for that bliss.
See, two points are mentioned here. One is, as soon as devotees study these pastimes of the Lord with great sincerity and innocence and enthusiasm, and in Guru Parampara, Vaishnava Sampradaya, immediately their hearts become submerged in spiritual bliss. This is not like a dry philosophy. Many times, like the six systems of philosophy, people talk elaborately. Here you will find, when Krishna performs these pastimes, and recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam, tadaiva ramyam ruchiram navam navam, tadaiva shashvan manaso mahotsavam, tadaiva shokar nanashu, tadaiva shokar, shoka arnava shoshanam drinam, yaduttamash loka yashonu giyate. Very beautiful verse. Glorification of Bhagavatam. Tadaiva ramyam, Bhagavatam is beautiful. Ruchiram, sweet. Navam navam, ever fresh. Tadaiva shashvan manaso mahotsavam. It's a shashvat manasa mahotsav. It's a perpetual festival for the mind, he says. So generally when our mind likes something, we do it, correct, no? Your mind likes Gulab Jamun. Your mind likes Rasagulla. Your mind likes that song. Here he says Bhagavatam is sweet for the mind also, and about ears also. Karoti karna ramyani manojnani, he says. And it is also nourishing to the soul, atma portion, in every respect. And shoka arnava shoshanam nanam, Bhagavatam can evaporate an ocean of suffering and grief and tears in your life, he says. Yadottama shloka yashonu giyate, because the Bhagavatam is glorifying the Supreme Lord's beautiful activities, he says. So, in generally, Bhagavatam study itself provides that great spiritual bliss and remembrance of Krishna's sweet leelas. But if there is a separation from the Lord and then union, it increases it manifold also, like that he is saying. Yeah. And then what did the gopis do? Read the next translation quickly.
The gopis immediately picked Krishna up from the chest of the demon and delivered him free from all inauspiciousness to Mother Yashoda. Because the child, although taken into the sky by the demon, was unhurt and now free from all danger and misfortune, the gopis and cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, were extremely happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Read that purport also, very good purport.
The demon fell flat from the sky and Krishna was playing on his chest very happily, uninjured and free from misfortune. Not at all disturbed because of being taken high in the sky by the demon, Krishna was playing and enjoying. This is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Vigraha. In any condition, Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha. He has no unhappiness.
In any condition, when Krishna is dancing on Kaliya, he is smiling. In the Kurukshetra battlefield, Krishna is smiling. When Arjuna captures Ashwatthama, at that time Arjuna's eyes become bloodshot, like coppery eyeballs. There, Krishna's eyes are described as Kamala Patraksha. It is like a his eyes are like lotus petals, Krishna's eyes. Prabhupada says that in horrible situations and happy situations, Krishna is always having Kamala Nayanam. He is always joyful. Because nobody can hurt him, nobody can harm him, nobody can favor him. So for him, these are all like playthings for him, for Krishna. There is no danger for him, yeah. In fact, if somebody tries to come and give danger to Krishna, they get danger. Like Putana tried to put Krishna in danger and she got danger. Leave me, leave me, leave me. Same thing happened with Shakatasura, Trinavarta, everybody. Yeah, yes. Yes.
Others might have thought that he was in difficulty. But because the demon's chest was sufficiently broad to play on, the baby was happy in all respects.
He's saying Krishna was playing on the chest of the demon to show all the gopis that, you know, see, don't think I had any problem with this fellow. I am quite happy here. Huh?
It was most astonishing that although the demon went so high in the sky, the child did not fall down. Therefore, the child had been saved virtually from the mouth of death. Now that he was saved, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan were happy.
Yeah. Now, you can find all of them, what the Vrijavasis are talking now.
Aho batadyadbhutamesha rakshasa बालो निवृत्तिम गमितो व्यगात पुनः हिंस्रस्वपापेन विहिंसितः कलह साधु समत्वेन भयात विमुच्यते.
They are saying अहोबत अति अद्भुतम एष रक्षसा बाल. They are saying what a wonderful thing that has happened with our little child Krishna. They are saying एषः, this child is अद्भुत child. Why? They are saying, Rakshasa Balaha Nivrittim Gamitaha. This fellow took away our child, to kill the child and eat the child. That was his goal. Abhyagat Punaha. He has come back to the same place from where he took the child. They are saying, our Himsraha Swapapena Vihimsitaha. This is the greatest joke. Vrijavasis are not giving any credit to Krishna for killing this demon. Then whom are they giving credit to? They are saying, this fellow was killed by his own swapapena, they are saying. They are saying that, this was, you see, he is very, why he is swapapena, what papa he has done? Such an innocent child, our little child Krishna, he tried to take him to some secret place and kill him and eat him up. Because he did such a terrible sin to our dear child Krishna, our darling. So therefore what has happened? Swapapena, they are saying, Himsraha swapapena vihimsitaha kalaha. Because he is a dushta, he is a kalaha, a dveshi. So he got killed by his own sinful activity. Like that they are saying. Any person, sadhu, samatvena, bhayat vimuchyate. Our child is a very sadhu child. They are saying he is innocent. And anybody in this world who is innocent and pure, and whether Lord or his devotees, and they will never be harmed by any kind of fear, they are saying, Bhayat Vimuchyate. They read the purport.
Krishna conscious life means innocent devotional life. And a sadhu is one who is fully devoted to Krishna. As confirmed by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Bhajate Maam Ananya Bhag Sadhu Reva Samantavya. Anyone fully attached to Krishna is a sadhu. Nanda Maharaj and the gopis and other cowherd men could not understand that Krishna was the supreme personality of Godhead, playing as a human child, and that his life was not in danger under any circumstances.
Because of their intense love for Krishna, they thought of Krishna to be their innocent child and who deserves to be protected by them. Read the next para.
In the material world, because of intense lust and desire for enjoyment, one becomes implicated in sinful life more and more. Kama esha, krodha esha, rajoguna, samudbhava. Therefore, the quality of fear is one of the aspects of material life. Ahara nidra bhaya maithunamcha. But if one becomes Krishna conscious, the process of devotional service, Shravanam Kirtanam, diminishes one's polluted life of material existence and one is purified and protected by the Supreme Personality of God.
One is protected by the Supreme Lord. And below he is saying that, you know, one of the process of surrender is to simply depend on Krishna always. Convinced that he will give one all protection. And actually the Krishna, that Krishna will protect his devotees, a fact. And Nanda Baba and of all others in Vrindavan, they experienced that. Actually they didn't know Krishna is Supreme Lord. They thought of Krishna to be their child. But still, you know, in all these different dangerous, deadly circumstances, they were always protected.
Kim nastapas cheernamadokshajarchanam purteshtadattam utabhuta sauhridam yatsampareta punareva balako dishtya swabandhun pranayannu pastitaha.
Yeah.
Nanda Maharaj and the others said, we must previously have performed austerities for a very long time, worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, performed pious activities for public life, constructing public roads and wells, and also given charity, as a result of which this boy, although faced with death, has returned to give happiness to his relatives.
Yeah, see, three words are used here. One is the word purta. Like purta is like activities like, you know, constructing public roads or sometimes, you know, making a pond, or giving annadan, or giving sometimes water on a hot summer season to the people. Sometimes we say sometimes that, you know, oh, these are all just pious activities, they are not Krishna conscious. So actually you will find that in the Vedic life, the rich people, they built dharmashalas for sadhus who are visiting the holy place. They could stay there for the night, take some prasadam, and then go and take darshan of the Lord. So they would create facility for the saintly people to stay. Similarly, people who are not in the pure devotees, yet they have their business, they have their earning, their jamindar, they should do such activities. Because at least they should begin with these type of activities. Along with that, they can gradually connect everything to Krishna. They can arrange a Bhagavat Katha. You know, they can bring thousands of people and cook nice prasadam and distribute. They can build a very beautiful temple for Krishna. And they can offer opportunity for people to come to the temple and hear about Bhagavatam, isn't it? So, in this way, it begins as a public welfare activity, but eventually, they begin like a bhuta sauhridam, in a welfare for the living beings, but eventually they may do spiritual activities like that. Because their punya increases and their mind and heart become purified, they become more detached, and they do more and more spiritual good also eventually. And another word that is used is, here, purteshta ishta dattam, correct, no? They are saying, dattam means what? Dana charanagata santranam. If somebody comes to you and then begs you for, you know, shelter, then to look after them without any expectation. For example, if somebody is diseased, so you, for example, you offer them medicine, you offer them a place to rest and get cured, without any expectation, not that once this fellow gets cured, he will do something for me. Once you not have any expectations. So, datta means you do in a one-sided way. You don't have any expectation back from them. Like somebody is extremely poverty-stricken and he is unable to get his daughter married. So, somebody may give him 1 lakh rupees or 2 lakh rupees. They may give, or he'll get her married. But you don't expect that he gives the money back. So, giving away, dana charanagata santranam, it is, that is the meaning of that. Like that. In the same manner, ishta means purta ishta. Ishta actually is done for the Supreme Lord, like Agnihotra, for example, performing yajna. That kind of spiritual activities are counted in the ishta. Actually, in this way, I heard from His Holiness Radhagund Maharaj said this, purta, ishta and dattam. So they begin with certain mundane things, but eventually one can connect all these activities to the Supreme Lord's pleasure. So in this way, Nanda Maharaj is saying this. We must have done all these things, otherwise how this little child was saved completely, not even a scratch is there on his body. Like that he is saying. So in this way it goes on. Yeah. And then there is one more little pastime here, in the ending part of this chapter. What happened? It is mentioned here in the 34th verse.
Ekadarbhagamadaya svankam aropya bhamini prastutam payayamasa stanam sneha pariplutā.
One day, Krishna was sitting on the lap of Mother Yashoda. Ankam itself means lap. Sva Ankam means in her own lap she was keeping Krishna, like that it is mentioned, yeah. Because she was, the child was so dear to her. So she kept on the lap and she was feeding Krishna milk. And as the child was drinking the milk very happily. It is said, yeah. And then read the next translation, 35, 36.
O King Parikshit, when the child Krishna was almost finished drinking his mother's milk and Mother Yashoda was touching him and looking at his beautiful, brilliantly smiling face, the baby yawned and Mother Yashoda saw in his mouth the whole sky, the entire planetary system and the earth. The luminaries in all directions, the sun, moon, fire, air, the seas, islands, mountains, rivers, forests and all kinds of living entities moving and non-moving.
See, we know the another pastime which happened in Brahmanda Ghat, where Mother Yashoda heard Krishna ate dirt and all, correct? No, that is another pastime. But here, Krishna was casually closing eyes and opened the mouth, and inside the mouth she found the whole universe. This is another pastime where Krishna shows the universe. And why did he show the universe? Actually, why did he show the universal form? Our acharyas have given explanation to that. Oh, mother! You don't know why I am so heavy, because the entire creation is within me, therefore I am heavy. Because you wondered why I became suddenly heavy, because the whole universe is within my belly. So, Krishna wanted to give assurance to the mother, the reason for heaviness which she was wondering. Otherwise, Krishna thought she will take me to a doctor and make me eat medicine and all. You know, because she may think I have some sickness. You want to tell mother, mom, don't worry. Universe is within my belly, no, so I was a little heavy, extra heavy, don't worry. Also, Krishna wanted to tell her that I am actually God and no one can harm me. Even if somebody takes me high up in the sky and tries to crash me, the fellow who is trying to crash me, he will get crashed. I will not get crashed. He wanted to give her that kind of... Actually, in this way, Lord's energies occasionally come to test Yashoda. But actually, you will see that although Vibhuti Shakti showed up when Krishna opened his mouth now, that did not affect Yashoda's love for Krishna even a bit. In fact, she was more concerned. What is this? My child is showing the whole universe in his belly. She was astonished for a moment. She closed her eyes for a moment. And then the purport says, the last purport, because of her pure maternal love, Mother Yashoda thought that this wonderful child is playing so many tricks. He must have had some disease. She did not appreciate the wonder shown by her child. Rather, she wanted to close her eyes. She was expecting another danger. Therefore, her eyes became restless like those of a dear cub, either he says. So, because of her very intimate affection for Krishna, she did not consider him to be extraordinary by looking at this Visharupane's belly. So, one amazing continuation between these pastimes you will see. You know, you will find that Yashoda initially felt the weight of the universe by lifting Krishna. Correct, no? Then she kept him down. Now, at the end of the chapter now, she is actually seeing the universe within the mouth of Krishna, right now. And the next chapter is Damodar Lila, where she will bind the universe which is in Krishna's belly now. First she felt the weight of universe, then she saw the universe in Krishna's belly. Now she is going to bind Krishna when you go to the next pastime. So, we are running out of time. You all can quickly see the PPT. Prabhuji, can show the PPT? See, this is Trinavarta. You at least you should get a glimpse of the past and see here how he lifted Krishna in his shoulder. And after going up and after doing a joyride, Krishna now wants to come down, catching hold of his neck and killing him up in the air itself. And then all the... here is the Anartha. What is it? Read that.
The whirlwind demon represents pride in being learned and the consequent use of faulty arguments and dry logic. The quest for liberation and association with such people.
Those who are jnani type people, jnanis, they always expect a moksha so that they can just relax without any service to the Lord. And also those who are speculators are like armchair speculators. They read lot of books and they do heated arguments on philosophical subjects, but they never render seva. Without rendering seva, how can you become purified? Sevon mukhe jihvado swayameva swaratita. So, and also it represents the dry scholars who are very proud of their learning, but on a practical level they don't do any devotional service. And then, in the previous life, who was Navardaya? His name was Sahasraksha. He was a very powerful king of Pandadesh, and he was actually a devotee of Lord Hari. You see, a follower of religion, a performer of yajnas, and a giver of great charity. Everything was good. But what happened? On the shore of Reva, at a very splendid place filled with flowering vines, once he enjoyed pastimes with 1,000 beautiful women. Sometimes a pious king also sometimes can become degraded or carried away, especially when there is a lot of wealth and position and power. So one power makes a person become corrupt, you see. So thousands of women were there. He was practically nude. Just like Narakur Manigri were nude, not wearing any dress. This fellow was also like that. That's mentioned in another Garga Samhita. Details are there. When Durvasa Muni arrived there, and the king did not bow down to offer respects to him, the sage cursed him, saying that, "Oh, evil-hearted one, become a demon." Because of Durvasa's curse, the king became Trinavarta in his next life. And by the touch of Sri Krishna's form, he attained liberation. So, in this way, he got an opportunity to be liberated by Krishna. Here this is by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says that pride in being learned and the consequent use of faulty arguments and dry logic and the quest for liberation, these are the things he says. False arguments. Like Buddhist arguments and all. And I had one another quick reference. Is it big enough? This is Anartha. Disloyal controversy. Read that.
Trying to understand the absolute truth with one's own intelligence and preaching a false siddhanta.
Using one's own speculation preaching. There are many, many people who want to speak and make others hear, but they are not following parampara. That's the problem. Speculators. And below?
Useless argumentation, gossip, politics, rumors, dry speculation, controversy for the sake of one's personal ambition.
Now I told you in the middle of the pastime, I told you. Sometimes when devotees come as a community, they do gossiping about somebody, they do rumor mongering, and that is like a whirlwind which makes everybody become bewildered. It covers the eyes with dust and people blame each other. People say, "I am great, you are small." And so this kind of rumor mongering and politicking, one has to control the tongue, speech. So dry speculation, controversy for sake of one's personal ambition,
Dust can take many forms, doubts, seeing the fault of others, a product of envy which leads to anger, etc., and obscures the sight of Krishna. When one can only see this dust, suspicion fills his mind.
Doubts and suspicion actually take over like that. Therefore, Siddhanta Baliya Chitta Nakara Alas, Ihahite Krishna Lage, Sudrana Manas, it is said. Read the translation.
A sincere student should not neglect the discussions of such conclusions, considering them controversial, for such discussions strengthen the mind. One's mind becomes attached to Shri Krishna.
Correct. Therefore, the critical understanding of philosophy is very needed. It becomes damaging when it turns into just showing off and speculation. So, that is the essence of this Trinavarta understanding. So, thank you all very much. And then we will proceed to very, very sweet Leela, Damodar Leela, in the next class. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada.